Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. So Tim Kaine, Tiny Tim Kaine. No, he's over there. Tim, stand on a box or something. There he is. Tiny Tim Kaine says, hey, Jay Jones is actually a hero in this because, you know, he made a mistake and he apologized. And I gauged the veracity of his apology. Did you know? Wow, good for you. Remember, Tiny Tim Kaine wants to remind you he's been friends with Jay Jones for 25 years. Jay Jones is 36 years old. Now, you can do the math on your own. There's math involved. I did warn you about that earlier, didn't I? That would mean that he first became friends with Jay Jones when Jay Jones was an 11-year-old boy. Well, strikes me as a little bizarre, but hey, what are you going to do? So Jay is actually the hero in all this. See? How dare the rest of us hold him to account for fantasizing about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker? Do you know what would happen to you in any other setting? I mean, this is not even getting into his desire to see the Gilberts' two small children die and die in their own mother's arms. I mean, this is one twisted, sick puppy. But imagine for a second that that happened in any other setting. People keep talking about how it's a political issue, a political rival. No, that's a coworker. So I referenced to you earlier that we had a staff meeting today. Germ, is it still going on? I mean, it should be, right? It only started at 11:30. Sometimes we do the over-under. I would say it keeps rolling until about 7 o'clock. That's my guess. But anyway, so we had a staff meeting for the Radio Factory. Everybody at the Radio Factory. All of us were there. And I didn't count. I don't know. What do you want to spitball, Germ? Is it 30 people? Something like that, right? 30, 40, whatever it is. Let's call it 30. So there are 30 people in the conference room or something like that. And there was lunch, although there's a big dust up about lunch, but I don't want to get into that. So everybody's there. Everybody's there. And Jeremy has plenty of taco leftovers, which is actually a very good thing for Jeremy. 30 people there. So I wanted to sort of run this game in my head. I said, all right, let me look around the room. And I'm thinking, well, that person's a friend, right? That's, you know, Jeremy is there. Rich Herrera is there. That's somebody that I'm friendly with, right? There are a lot of people in that category. That's somebody who's new, and I don't really know them. That happens. That's somebody that I don't particularly care for. Right? I'm just being brutally honest with you here. And you can run the same experiment at your place of employment. Right? Look around the next time you have a staff meeting. That's a friend. That's a friendly coworker. That's somebody I don't like. That's somebody I don't know. We all have that situation. Now, ask yourself, would you at any point think to yourself, for even a shred of a second, really would like to put two bullets into the head of that person over there? Now, if your answer is yes, then you need help. Nobody thinks that, right? Because we're decent people. You can dislike somebody even without thinking, oh, yeah, you gotta murder them. And you gotta kill their kids in front of them, right? How twisted is this? It's sick. We had a school resource officer yesterday reach out and say, Jeff, in my school, if a student were to say, I want to put two bullets into the head of a teacher, a principal, another student, even if they were angry or joking, school resource officer is called. That student is suspended. That student is referred for prosecution by the Commonwealth's attorney. This is not a joking matter. Your place of employment, I guarantee you, if you texted with one of your coworkers, hey, you know, coworker A, oh, he's such a jerk. Oh, I hate her. Blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't it be great to, well, given the choice, I would do this? I'm going to tell you right now. Your coworker goes right to your supervisor, your boss, HR, whatever you call it, wherever you are. And you're gone, as you should be. Is that a direct threat? Sounds to me like it is. Sounds to me like terroristic threatening. It's just wrong on every level. Just as a decent human being, it's wrong. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess we're seeing who people really are, which is just not all that nice. Some of these folks are just not all that nice. I'm in a weird mood today as well. I'll share this with you. You know, I share everything. Sometimes I share too much. For years, I shared that the Jeff and Heidi magic evenings were Wednesday and Sunday. Eh, you do the math on that one, but seriously, it was Wednesday and Sunday. And, you know, now we're like old married suburban couple. Now we do it in years, I think.
2018, right? That was a good year.
But Halloween at this point is really a weird thing because I love Halloween. And we decorate the bar, we decorate the house, we get these skeletons sitting in the bar ordering drinks. I mean, I go all out. I love it. None of the kids care anymore. It's really twist, man. It is just, it's like a punch in the gut. Harry is busy right now. He's working for, I don't know, some operation in Alaska. He's here, but he's on Alaska time, so he's working. He doesn't care. Joe's barely here. Usually, I think, comes home to get socks or something. And, you know, Julia, well, I mean, Julia likes candy. We all like candy, but, you know, not, she doesn't really care about the decorations. And Heidi and I, this year, we're taking all this stuff out of the shed. And we're in this weird place where it's like, are we excited or are we just thinking maybe we don't need to take it out of the shed? And Heidi actually had a very, very honest comment when she said, you know, we're just doing it for us now. I said, yeah, we really are. We're doing it for us. The kids just, they do not care. They do not care. And it's bizarre. It's just a bizarre situation. I'm sure, look, we're not the first people to find ourselves as sort of empty nesters. Obviously, it's plenty of people before us. But that's where my mindset is right now. It's just kind of weird that the kids are not caring about any of that. And then we're talking about Thanksgiving. So what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Well, I love cooking for Thanksgiving. I really do. I spend the day. And Heidi said, well, you know, we're only doing it for ourselves. And that's not true. Because we will demand that everybody be in place for Thanksgiving. Unless, of course, Harry's in Alaska, in which case he won't be there. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just a weird kind of a time here at Casa Cats. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right. Well, now I've shared that with you. Do with it whatever you'd like. I don't know. If you have some advice, that's great. Like moms and dads who have been through this where you look around and go, oh, yeah, the kids are not here. What do you do? I don't know. And, of course, then we've got Julia, so it makes that things even more complicated. But if you do have a piece of advice or a little insight, or you just want to reach out and go, sucks to be you, that's fine. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's some nice weather, too. I just want to point that out for the record. I've never actually wanted to be a weatherman. I mean, I admire what Matt DiNardo does a great job. But hey, that's not my thing. But I'll tell you what, I like nice weather. We got nice weather right about now, so enjoy it. Nice couple of days. Remember Susanna, what's her face? Or maybe not what's her face, but you know, Susanna, it might have been, right, it wasn't her face that everybody was gazing. Well, but anyway, Susanna Gibson, that's right, Susanna Gibson, the porn candidate over in, I don't know what the number is, but ran against David Alwyn. Remember that? Yeah. Apparently, she continues her negative interaction with law enforcement. So we've got to talk a little bit about that. And what is the latest on this Jay Jones? There is a fundraiser at that author David Baldacci's house that's been canceled. And you just heard me read that text. Now, Charles Pyle told me that he can only find the mention of the one fundraiser that has been canceled. There may be a second one. That's what came in on that text line. But here's what I will tell you. I will absolutely positively defer to Charles Pyle. Charles Pyle is an actual reporter, a serious journalist in the strictest possible way. So at the moment, he says he can only find the mention of one fundraiser canceled. So we'll go with that. Charles is going to be with me, and Rich Herrera is going to be with me tomorrow between 6 and 7. We'll be doing sort of a pregame for the one gubernatorial debate that happens tomorrow between...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
7 and 8, right here on News Radio WRVA. Now, I talk about Mike Dickinson all the time. Mike is the guy that uncovered Susanna Gibson. No, that's not right. Wait a minute. Hold on, Mike. Don't jump in. He uncovered the Susanna Gibson story. That's better. That's a better way to describe it, don't you think, Mike?
I think so, too. I've been on top of Susanna Gibson for the last year and a half. Figuratively, not literally.
Yes. All right. No. Because you don't have enough tokens, I'm thinking.
Exactly. I'm very poor. I don't have enough tokens. I can't afford her.
Exactly. So when last we spoke of Susanna Gibson, who apparently has another name she's using these days, but we were trying to figure out how anybody in her right mind could describe herself as the victim when she was doing porn online for everybody to see if apparently they would offer up tokens. Now she's once again, here's how I always describe it. She has had a negative interaction with law enforcement, hasn't she?
It seems like the last year, if you read the reports on Susanna Gibson, her life is spiraling out of control, and it seems like she's looking for somebody to blame, whether it's the police, whether it's her ex-husband or a sort of ex-husband, or who knows. But we do know that she's been arrested in Henrico County for domestic abuse or domestic assault of her ex-husband. She claims that he has come after her two or three times, and that this was a result of her being not letting him take the kids. It's some Jerry Springer drama going on with her. But nonetheless, she was arrested in Henrico County, charged with domestic assault, and that's where we are with Susanna Gibson, another one of the crazy Democrats who just seem to multiply. I mean, it seems like in 2025, you pour water on the plant and the crazy Democrats are multiplying, whether they're online porno stars or texting death threats. It never ends. They're all crazy.
Let's not forget that Susanna Gibson was another Abigail Spamberger love fest, right? Abigail Spamberger loved her some Susanna Gibson as a candidate. I don't want anybody to read anything else into that. That we're talking about as a candidate. Abigail Spamberger was all on board Susanna Gibson's campaign, a major supporter, a major defender of Susanna Gibson. And once again, Abigail Spamberger demonstrating for all of us what a terrible, terrible judge of character she really is.
Spanberger was right there with Susanna Gibson numerous times during her run, all the time. And so was Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth attorney for Henrico that wants to be a member of Congress. They were both there.
Right.
They have no judgment of good or bad. They have a very warped sense, and they've never disowned Susanna Gibson or said anything about that. And it's very scary because, you know, Abigail Spamberger, we know she has three daughters. We know she won't protect them from men in the bathroom. Why would she seem to be okay with a woman who would, you know, go online and, you know, do all kinds of crazy things for tokens? I mean, that's not a great role model. But, you know, Spamberger, I mean, I guess Abigail Spamberger would be okay with her daughters growing up to be like Susanna Gibson because she never disowned her.
Yeah, it is just absolutely twisted. So you'll follow that, right? The Susanna Gibson matter. Make sure we know if the charges stick. If it's in Henrico and Shannon Taylor has actually gone along with charges now, maybe it becomes politically expedient for Shannon Taylor on her congressional race to be a little tougher on crime or something.
We'll see what happens. I'll stay on top of it. And we do know, I mean, I got to give Susanna Gibson's mugshot. It was no President Trump-esque mugshot. It wasn't a very great mugshot Susanna Gibson took. She should have put a little more effort into that. I mean, unfortunately, if you're going to take a mugshot, you've got to do the President Trump if you're going to do anything. I mean, that's the classic. That's the classic you've messed up now mugshot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see Susanna's mugshot, and I thought, wow, nobody's putting that on a T-shirt. There's nobody. And you know, Mike, as we're speaking, I'm looking at President Trump's mugshot. That's like his official photo now. I've got a 5x7 here in the studio.
Yes.
that he signed. It's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, a great mugshot. And, I mean, Abigail Spamberger should wear Susanna's mugshot on a shirt. That's what a Spamberger should do. That would be funny. And all her friends, Shannon Taylor, they should all wear T-shirts with Susanna Gibson's mugshot on them.
There
that would
you
be great.
Go. Wow. It's funny. We're doing this little pre-debate show tomorrow. I'm wondering if Susanna Gibson will do a pre- or post-debate on whatever her platform used to be for tokens. Maybe she wants to discuss the debate, you know?
Very possible. Very possible. You got to have tokens to be in it, and it can be. It can all be part of the Make America Miserable Again movement, the MAMAW movement that the Democrats are that the Democrats have.
That's right. You got to be in it to win it. All right. Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing on Jay Jones. We just heard that he had a big fundraiser scheduled for tomorrow. That's been canceled, and we're just trying to figure out. Does that mean that he's getting out of the race, or does it just mean he's got so much money coming in from California, New York, that frankly, he doesn't need any more?
He's got a lot of money coming in from out of state. You know, his number I believe it's number two fundraiser or donor is a lady that's also bankrolling Zohan's campaign in New York City, the socialist that's running for mayor. Very, very, very big connected, very big socialist, very big, you know, not a lover of America. And she's behind Jay Jones. I mean, this guy, I don't understand, and this wasn't a youthful mistake. This wasn't a mistake he made in college. This wasn't a mistake that he made 20 years ago. It happened, what, 4 or 5 years ago, when he's a delegate talking to Kerry Coyner, and she's a delegate. So, I mean, this isn't a little mistake. I mean, Jay Jones legitimately hates people, and he hates people to the point where he wants to commit violence towards them. The man is not qualified mentally to be elected to anything, much less the attorney general of the state, because when you say those types of things, I mean, it's one thing to make a joke about somebody, it's one thing to laugh about something, but when you're a sitting person in the legislature and you're going to sit there and wish death upon the sitting speaker of the house of the chamber you sit in and compare him to Hitler and compare, you know, wish death upon his wife and everybody. I mean, that's
kids. Jones wanted Todd Gilbert's kids to die in their mother's arms. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Abhorrent behavior. And Jay Jones needs to leave the race. I don't know what the process would be to replace him. I don't think the Democrats can, but it's just abhorrent behavior. And from what I'm hearing is, you know, a lot of the hardcore Dems are just standing behind him. They're not disowning him, and that's sad. If you think, and you know as well as I do, if somebody said something wishing death, and they were a sitting Republican or they were a conservative activist, and they wished death upon somebody in the Democrats, against Kamala Harris, against somebody in the LGBTQ community, oh, you talk about outrage. They would be marching through the streets if you wished death upon somebody in the LGBT community in Richmond. They would be outraged. There would be no mercy for you. They'd run you out of town. But yet, because it's Jay Jones, you know, the Democrat, no, we're not going to say anything about it. Oh, it's bad, but he can stay, but it's bad.
Yeah. Does that remind you a little bit of who was the guy? Was it a bomb threat or something? Like one of the...
Jimmy Lee Jarvis. Jimmy Lee Jarvis.
Yeah.
You know,
remind everybody another, about him, because he was still a good Democrat in standing, right?
He was a member of the Richmond City Democrat Committee, good standing. He was a community activist in Richmond, liberal Democrat, and he called in or he posted a cartoon which a civilized person would have interpreted as a bomb threat towards John Reed and Andy Ngo's event. It was strung along. Shannon Taylor strung it along for like a year and three-fourths, a year and a half, and ultimately nothing happened to Jimmy Lee Jarvis. And nobody disowned him. Nobody issued any public statement. Abigail Spanberger didn't speak out and say, well, you know, he's terrible, we got to kick him out. They all just kind of tried to brush it under the rug. But that's what these Democrats do when it's one of them. But if it was me or you or any other Republican or conservative, they would be outraged, marching in the streets, crying left and right about it. But because it's one of them, they've got nothing to say, and they're taking the Giselda Hashmi approach, which is, well, we're going to hide in our basement and say nothing. We're not leaders.
There you go. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, man. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike is our citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He reports for this here program every Wednesday at 5:35. Does a great job, does a lot of the investigative reporting that, frankly, some self-proclaimed investigative journalists just don't want to do. He's our local Andy Ngo. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Where are... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sing out loud. Was that mic open? Yeah, I loved Scooby. I loved the Scoobster. As I got older, I figured more things out about Scooby-Doo. And it's like,
Oh, that's why Shaggy's always got the Scooby snacks. Now I got it. Okay. All right. And the other three kids? I mean, okay. All right, I'm not going to ask too many questions, but Velma. I mean, what am I going to tell you? Velma. Everybody asks questions about the Velma character. Didn't they address that in, like, a live-action version of Scooby at some point? I think they may have. Who played Velma? Was that Rosie O'Donnell? No. She played, who'd she play? Fred Flintstone? Mrs. Flintstone. Barney Rubble's wife. Not Betty Rubble. Whoever Mrs. Rubble is. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, I this stuff all blends together after a while. And yes, of course the mic was open. Somebody was texting here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Come on, Jeff, I know you love Charles Pyle, but you miss open mic so-and-so. No, I can tell you honestly, as sure as I am sitting here, I have been so thrilled with the addition of Charles Pyle as our news director and afternoon news anchor these last 2 years. Now remember, I've been here a long time, and I've interacted with a lot of people back in that newsroom. And simply put, there hasn't been a single solitary person back there that can hold a microphone to Charles Pyle, and he's doing great stuff. So, and anyway, no, I do not miss any of the former news people. That's how good Charles is. And Sarah Huffman, another great addition to the team. Great talent. I think Eileen Abbott is coming back, which would be great because she did great work when she was with us. So anyway, all right, so here we are. We're just meandering down memory lane. Sorry about that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News is going to be here. Rich Rare, of course, the host of Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to tune in. I know I'll be tuning in. I want to kind of get the jump start. Look, maybe there will be news. There might be news that says this Jay Jones has finally done the decent thing and gotten out. I wouldn't hold your breath, but I guess it could happen. So I'll be tuned in first thing tomorrow morning, starting at 6. Remember, special programming tomorrow. Now, I will be here from 3 until 6. As I said, I will bring my same ordinary level of mediocrity. Don't get excited, all right? It is what it is. However, from 6 until 7, I will be here, and Rich Herrera is going to join me on the air, and Charles Pyle is going to join me on the air because we're going to do sort of a pre-game of the debate. And then from 7 till 8, right here, we will have the debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. Have a wonderful evening. Seriously, open a window. Enjoy it a little bit. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.